Blog Talk Radio.
In the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus our Christ. Good God day to all of you. This is the day that our Lord has made, and we will rejoice on purpose and be glad in it, no matter what we may face. Why? Because our Lord is good, and His mercy is new every morning, and it is from everlasting to everlasting, and His truth endureth to all generations. This is Minister Renee Ellis, also known as The Little One, and I would like to welcome everyone to today's broadcast on Blog Talk Radio, live from HNLC Studios. I give all worship and all praise and all glory and honor and adoration to the head of my life and my everything, my Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. I give recognition and respect to my pastors, Chief Apostle Dr. Prince A. Miles and Pastor Lady Monica R. Miles of the International Gospel Deliverance Center Church, located in Southfield, Michigan. And I also give respect to my coverings, my sponsors and founders of Harvest New Life Church International, Apostle Charles E. Ellis and Pastor Patty Ellis of Plano, Texas. I thank God for them allowing me to be a part of the HNLC Studios broadcasting team, all for the glory and honor of God. You can listen to my podcast called Food for Thought any time of the day on Apple Podcasts, Spreaker, Spotify, Breaker, Radio.com, iHeartRadio, and many other podcast platforms where we study the Word of God together. All you have to do is type in The Little One, Food for Thought, and the podcast should come up. We're going to give everybody an opportunity to get their study tools, Bibles and notebooks and pens and paper, all of the things that we use when we get together on Tuesdays and Thursdays to study the Word of God, and we'll be right back with a word of prayer and get right into our study. Amen. All right. I trust everyone has had an opportunity to get their study tools and Bibles and notebooks and pens and paper, all of the things that we use to study the Word of God when we come together on Tuesdays and Thursdays at this time. It is such a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful time when we can sit ourselves down and focus solely and only on our Master, on our Savior, on our Lord, on our Master, Jesus the Christ. Truly, it is a special time. It is an intimate time. It is a peaceful time. It is a loving time. It is time for Him to pour His love and insight and revelation on us as we dedicate ourselves to Him. Amen. Let us go before the throne of grace with a word of prayer. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we thank You for this time. We thank You for this moment. We thank You for every opportunity that You have given unto us as Your gift to us. Your love, Lord Jesus, is so vast, and it is so beautiful, and it is so excellent. And it is so tender and so loving. our human minds cannot fathom the full and complete depth and width and breadth and height of your love. For you loved all mankind, and you gave yourself as a sacrificial offering for the sin of all mankind. We thank you for what you did on the cross for us, Lord Jesus. We do not haphazardly take that as just commonplace. For the great work you did on the cross for us is so wonderful. You opened up the way for us to be able to fellowship and talk to and love on and spend time with and hear your voice and just know that your presence is with us. Always. Holy Spirit, we thank you for you have been sent to this earth acting on and in the stead of our Lord and Savior Jesus the Christ, who is now risen from the dead and is alive forevermore. Seated at the right hand of the Father, making intercession for us because he loves us so much. Lord, Abba, Father, who art in heaven, holy, glorious, wonderful, beautiful, excellent, perfect is your name. We give you glory and honor. We give you praise. Lord, we ask that you hide us all behind the cross so that it is all of you and none of us. And Holy Spirit, I ask that you put your words on my tongue and on my lips, that which you will have me to deliver unto your people unto this day. Because, Holy Spirit, you are the teacher, and you bring us into all truth, and you bring all things to our remembrance, whatsoever our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ, our God, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, has taught us. And we thank you for this time and this moment. We do not take it for granted. Thank you for this day. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Our last episode, which was this past Tuesday, we have been in Romans chapter 12. And in Romans chapter 12 on Tuesday, we got through to verses 9 and 10, I believe. And we were talking about letting our love be sincere, as the scripture says. And I'm reading from the Amplified Classic Edition and teaching from the Amplified Classic Edition, and we all can follow along in our own translations as we always do with each other when we come together to study. But verse 9 in Romans chapter 12 in the Amplified Classic Edition says, "Let your love be sincere, a real thing." And these are instructions that God has given to us through the Apostle Paul. For we are his mouthpieces. Apostle Paul is one of his apostles, one of his mouthpieces. We who are in the body of Christ are the mouthpieces and hands and feet of God. We yield ourselves. We surrender to him. We give ourselves to him as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable, which is our reasonable service, as Romans 12, 1 and 2 states. So here, through this vessel, Apostle Paul, God is speaking. The Word, Jesus the Christ, is speaking. And he's saying in verse 9, let your love be sincere. Let it be a real thing. Hate what is evil. Loathe all ungodliness. Turn in horror from wickedness, but hold fast to that which is good. Hold tight to that which is good. That's how we have to examine and hold tight of all of the messages and the sermons and teachings and things that we get from all of the different apostles and pastors and teachers and prophets and evangelists all around the world. Scripture says to test all things, try all things by the word of God, but hold fast to that which is good in those messages. Hold fast to that which is good. And then in verse 10, it says, love one another with brotherly affection as members of one family. And we are one family. The body of Christ is one family. If we name the name of Christ, and our whole purpose, and that's what we were discussing in the session on Tuesday, our whole purpose in all things, in everything that we do, is to bring glory and honor and homage and adoration and praise and worship to the Most High God. We were created to worship him and him alone. And God isn't going to make you worship him. He's not going to make you serve him. He's not going to make you do right. He's not going to make you do the things that you need to do. Those are things we have to do. And we do them by faith, which is what God gave us. We have to change. We have to make the decisive, dedicated decision to change. As we have been talking about these past few sessions. Verse 11 says, never lag in zeal and in earnest endeavor. It says, be aglow and burning with the Spirit, serving the Lord. Never lag in zeal and in earnest endeavor when we're serving God, when we're serving people. When we are representing the kingdom of God, never lag in zeal and earnest endeavor. Be aglow and burning on fire with the Spirit, serving the Lord. Verse 12 says, rejoice and exult in hope. Another part of the scripture in our Bible, it says, rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. That means no matter what. When God tells us to do something, he means do it no matter what. When he says for us to give thanks in everything, there's a reason why he says that. Giving thanks, what is that? That's worship. That is giving worship to him. That is giving homage to him. And we always can see the better part of a situation. you know, behooves us to look at a situation, especially if we're faced with challenges and different things that we, you know, encounter in this life. It behooves us to look at that situation and see the better side of it. And we can see the better side of it through the eyes of the Holy Spirit if we listen to his voice. He will tell us what the better side of the situation is. But we have to get into our closet, as Matthew 6:6 says, and close the door and get before him and get to know him and see his face and hear his voice and know his character and know how he operates and how he does things. Because the Lord is not elusive to his people, those who love him. The secret things are revealed to those who worship and fear him, reverently fear him. He reveals himself. Verse 12 says, rejoice and exult in hope. Be steadfast and patient in suffering and tribulation. Be steadfast. Be steadfast how? On the word. Steadfast on the word of God, in the word of God, and patient. Wait it out. Wait, I say, on the Lord. Wait on the Lord and be of good courage, as it says in Psalms 27 toward the end. Wait on the Lord and be of good courage. And again, I say, wait on the Lord. Rejoice and exult in hope. Be steadfast and patient in suffering and tribulation. This is how Jesus was when he endured the path to the cross. Because we can look at what he went through as suffering and tribulation. And yet he said not a word. They beat him, they kicked him, they spit on him, they ripped him, he said nothing. The Prince of Peace had peace. And the Prince of Peace gave us his peace. That is how we are able to be steadfast and patient in suffering and tribulation, because our eyes are continually and constantly focused on Jesus the Christ, our Lord and Savior, and we are more and more like him every day as we study the word, as we get into the word, as we get into his presence, as we worship him, as we praise him, as we seek his face, as we talk to him, as we develop our relationship with him. He consumes us. And because he consumes us, the Prince of Peace consumes us. So then the peace of the Prince of Peace, which he has given unto us, consumes us. So in suffering and tribulation, we can be steadfast and patient, standing on the word of God. And the end of this verse, in verse 12, in Romans 12:12, it says, be constant in prayer. every waking moment. We should always be in the mindset of prayer. No matter what we're doing, no matter where we're going, no matter where we are or what we're doing or what's going on around us, we should be always in the constant mindset of prayer. We are to be constant in prayer. And being constant in prayer is having constant communication with God. We should be so constant in communication with him that we can't help but to just talk to him, because we don't want to miss anything he has to say or any directions he needs to give us or any instructions he needs to give us or tell us. We need to be constant in prayer. Constant in communication with our Heavenly Father. It should be everything within us to say, Lord, I don't want to miss you. I don't want to miss anything you have for me, and I don't want to miss anything you need for me to do. I don't want to miss your voice. I don't want to miss your instructions. I don't want to miss what you have to say to me. My ear is attentive, just like your ear is attentive to me. My ear is attentive to you, O God, because I love you so much. I could never love you as much as you love me, and yet I can love you as much as you love me, because my spirit in me loves you with all eternity. Just like you love me with all eternity. And because I love you with all eternity, I will be in constant communication with you always and be constant in prayer. Verse 13 says, contribute to the needs of God's people, sharing in the necessities of the saints. And then it says, pursue the practice of hospitality, tality in the body of Christ. I don't know. Is that something that has kind of been lacking and lost in the body of Christ? Do we take the time to, as a local body, as a local church, to look after the members, to see how they're doing, to make sure they're all right, to see if they have any prayer requests or any needs? Do we do that? I'm sure many churches do that. But hospitality is a very special position to have in the kingdom of God. And this is all of us. This is all of the body of Christ. These instructions are to the entire body. So we are to contribute to the needs of God's people, sharing in the necessities of the saints. And we are to pursue the practice of hospitality, each and every one of us. Is there anything I can do for you? Are you all right today? Do you need prayer? Can I pray for you? Is hospitality giving of your time to your brother and sister, setting aside maybe a half hour or 15 minutes just to say hello, to see about them, to talk to them a little bit. You know, you never know what a person may be going through, and you never know what a person may be thinking at the time that God will have you call them or stop by to see them. Each of us are helpers one to another. Amen. Verse 14 says, bless those who persecute you. Bless those who are cruel in their attitude toward you. Bless and do not curse them. In other words, speak life. Speak life. Jesus spoke life. All of his words are life. And if we as the body of Christ are to be like him every day, we are to be growing and developing and moving and growing and becoming more like him every day, then every word that we speak from our lips should be words of life, words that speak life, words that give life, words of blessing. Words of blessing. God bless you. I speak life to you. God bless your family. God bless your home. Thank God for you. You are a blessing. You are special. You are important to God and me. Speak life. When you speak life, you speak healing. You're speaking healing to a person's soul. Healing to a person's mind. Healing to a person's emotions. Healing to a person's body. Speak words of life and bless them. And it says, do not curse them. Do not call them names. Do not put them down. Do not persecute them. Do not speak evil against them. We are to speak life. We will be known that we are Christ's disciples by our love. We will be known that we are Christ's disciples by our love. Verse 15 in Romans 12 says, rejoice with those who do rejoice. And that means do it in sincerity. Because if your love is sincere, as it says in verse 9, a real thing, then when someone in the body of Christ who is a member of our family gets blessed, or God does something for them. Because our love is sincere and is a real thing. And because we love one another with brotherly affection, as verse 10 says, as members of one family and giving precedence and showing honor to one another, then in verse 12, or I'm sorry, verse 15, where it says, rejoice with those who do rejoice, sharing others' joy, then we can do it in genuineness and in love, in purity, in honesty, without any jealousy, without any envy, without any covetousness. And it is genuine from our heart. It says, rejoice with those who rejoice, sharing others' joy, and weep with those who weep, sharing others' grief. And we do that as the body of Christ. We are walking in verse 9, where it says, let our love be sincere, a real thing. And verse 10, which says, love one another with brotherly affection as members of one family, giving precedence and showing honor to one another. We can do verse 15. Because when my brother is happy and my sister is happy and they are rejoicing in the Lord, I am rejoicing with them. When they are weeping and hurting and grieving, then I too am with them. And in everything I do with my brothers and sisters, I'm speaking life. I'm blessing them. I'm speaking health and healing to them. Verse 16 says, live in harmony with one another. When something is in harmony, it is peaceful. Because that means everything is all right. There isn't any disruptions or any kind of, disturbances or anything like that. It says, live in harmony with one another, verse 16 in Romans 12 in the Amplified Classic Edition says, live in harmony with one another. Do not be haughty, snobbish, high-minded, or exclusive. This is for the body of Christ. We are not, as the body of Christ, to be haughty, snobbish, high-minded, and exclusive. How are we supposed to reach the world if we are haughty, snobbish, high-minded, and exclusive as the body of Christ? Who's going to want to come to Christ? Who's going to want to come to Jesus? Who's going to want to know him? If we are operating in these things, who's going to want to be a part of the body, the family of God? We cannot be this way as the body of Christ. It says in verse 16, live in harmony with one another. Do not be haughty, snobbish, high-minded, or exclusive, but readily adjust yourself and give yourselves to humble tasks. Never overestimate yourself or be wise in your own conceits. In other words, don't speak what you think. Speak the word, what God said. Adjust yourself. Be able to be adaptable. Just like we have to be adaptable to the Spirit of God, because God doesn't move the same way all of the time in each and every person's life. We also have to be adaptable to people and things and their degrees and levels and where they are. And be humble. And show love. How can we win those to Christ if we are not genuine? As verse 9 says, if our love is not sincere, a real thing, and if we are not loving one another with brotherly affection in the body of Christ as members of one family, giving precedence and showing honor to one another, I don't know about you, but if I was a person in the world on the outside looking in, and I'm in a church, or I'm in a congregation, or I'm a member of, you know, a congregation, and this member of this congregation is full of strife and division, and no one is praying for each other, and everybody's talking about everybody else and doing things that they're not supposed to be doing, and, you know, acting like the world. It's like, what am I here for? I thought I was supposed to be in a place that was different. I thought I was supposed to be in a place of healing. You know, Romans chapter 12 is a very heavy chapter. It brings correction to all of us. Amen. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, thank you, Holy Spirit, for this word of correction toward us. Lord, the word comes to me first, and I repent, Father. I repent. I repent, and I ask your forgiveness, Lord. Help me, Holy Spirit, to be obedient to your word. Help me, Lord, to be obedient to your word. Help us, Father. We repent, O God. And we thank you for helping us to be obedient to your word. And we accept your forgiveness. And we are quick to repent, O God. Thank you, Lord, for helping us to see the things that you have us to see within ourselves and within our attitudes and within our motives and within our hearts, so that we can be pleasing in your sight, so that we can represent you properly to those who do not know you, Lord. Thank you, Father, for this word today. We will do our due diligence, and we will continue to study. Holy Spirit, as you continue to correct us and teach us how we are to be, and how we are to represent
the kingdom of God. And most importantly, our Lord and Savior Jesus the Christ. We will go into our closet, O Lord, and we will spend time with you as you work on us and purify us and cleanse us with your fire. Try our hearts by fire, O God, your holy fire. Purify us as your body, so that we can come out and be without spot, wrinkle, or blemish as your bride, which you are coming back for perfection. In Jesus' name we pray. Lord, we thank you for this day and this moment. Amen. May the Lord bless you and me. May the Lord bless us, and may the Lord continue to keep us. May the Lord continue to make his beautiful face shine upon us. May the Lord cause his countenance to be lifted as he turns his face toward us and looks upon us so lovingly, so tenderly, so sweetly, so admiringly, so adoringly. May the Lord continue to be gracious to us and give us his peace, himself, the fullness of him, all in all. This is Minister Renee Ellis, also known as the Little One, saying God bless you. God bless you on this day. Until we meet again, good God day to you. So long.